Okay, guys, I am so sorry. Can you hear me? Please raise your hand. Oh, thank you. I had a major meltdown here. My computer said no. And I started to say yes, yes, but the computer didn't listen. Alrighty then, we'll start with the download, okay? And then we can chat. So thank you for being here. All right, so sit in your chair, straight back. Your back is straight. Head is straight on. Okay, don't, okay, so that's why I normally don't do this. Don't do anxiety, please. Let me download a little bit of heaven on earth, heaven on earth. Oh, it's working. Heaven on earth. Heaven on earth. Nice. Dorothy, I have been listening to some of the old webinars where you are the star. One of the two people who could really connect. So don't get all anxious on me. You don't need to connect for this one. The rule is this. Do not try to help me. The moment you help me, you pull me down like the crab bucket. I will need to swim up all the way to really high. And it takes all I got, you know? It's like climbing a rope. So please don't help me, all right? This is not to Sandra. Two people are on the call. Dorothy, you may try. Don't. Just be patient and pay attention to, I'll tell you, where the self is. So the first thing that we need to do is find yourself. Dorothy, your self is above your left eye on the forehead. Just put your attention there, Sandra. Your attention is in your throat. So we are going to lower that self with the attention. If you don't know how to use the attention, don't worry about it. If you have never done calisthenics with me, then you probably don't know how to use it. All right, so mine is at the top of my head, in the tangerine spot. So obviously I'm going to lower it from there. So I'm lowering it slowly. You can't drop it. In nature, only apples drop, nothing else. If you have to, you just have to grab it and slowly lower it. So mine is, okay, Sandra's throat is acting up. I'm going to lower Sandra's because she can't do it. I know Dorothy can. All right, it's in the stomach now. And then just below the navel. And put your dominant hand and hold it with the other against that spot. And we are going to wait until it connects. In the meantime, I'm going to lower Sandra's self. Okay, I grabbed it and I'm lowering it. Don't resist, please. I'm not doing anything wrong to yourself, please. It's the self that's resisting. Hey, self, I'm just lowering you. I'm not taking you anywhere else. Just lower. Okay, thank you. And just know, Sandra, that you store your fear in your throat. Other people mostly feel it in their chest or in their stomach. You have it in your throat. All right, so we are going to wait until the self connects with the palm. How we are going to know is that there is a pulsing back and forth. They are energetically connect, and you're going to keep your hand there. That's why I said hold it with the other hand so that you don't get all tired. Okay, I'm starting to feel the pulse on me. You want to pay attention to both your hand and your breath, especially Sandra. Breathe out your mouth. In through the nose, out the mouth. Don't force it, just... Nice, you are calming down. Excellent. All right, so in the meantime, you stay where you are. Please, Dorothy, don't go with me, because you are just going to be like a ballast. I can't climb up carrying you. Okay? You remember Matsa? She used to do that. I can't do it. I can't carry another person. All right, so tangerine spot. Mine, don't do it. Okay, lift the lid. 1 foot. 3 feet. And then climb. And climb and pull with the hands and push with the legs. The reason I am narrating so that you don't lose, but I'm going to do it quietly so that you don't know where I am until I get all the way up. It's a lot like breaststroke. Because in the best stroke, you don't use the hands, and please don't hang on me and don't think about it. Okay, I won't talk. You can't resist going to your mind to process what I'm saying. And because we are attached, I am containing your body and my body in mine. So wherever your mind goes, it pulls me away from the tangerine spot, and I may just fall down and die, so don't do it, please. All right, I'm up. I'm going to sneeze in a second. Oh, yeah. And, okay, and I'm going to wait for the light to find me. Please breathe, don't hold your breath. Breathe. Is this mine? No. Please breathe. Oh. The light will not find me if you go through. That's why I normally do it alone. I just wanted to talk to you and test it again. Okay, the light has found me. Excellent. And it's almost like it put the funnel into my tangerines, but okay. You don't want it to spill out. Very funny. All right. And now it's interesting. So it's not like a shower. It's like going inside. Very interesting. Never happened before. And it's all making all my insides wet and warm and slippery and yummy, silky. And it's already at my stomach. Oh, please. Somebody else's stomach is hurting. Okay. All right. So it's very interesting. So it's interesting. So I always thought the light will come out on the outside, and this time it's on the inside. But I'm going to do it until my vessel fills up. Then I'm going to check Sandra's and then Dorothy's. Okay, I can see my vessel. It's very interesting. Okay, it's 3/4 now. And the way the water comes out, it's almost like pumping like a heart, which is also new. All right, mine is full, so let me check Sandra. Oh, your energy is leaking. Okay. Huh. I know, it's actually not even going into your vessel. It's sitting there, bone dry. Right, let me see if I can redirect it. No, it won't go there. Interesting. When I come down, I'll try to find out what's happening. All right, and Dorothy? your vessel is full. Excellent. So I can come down. I slide down on the rope. Trying not to get the rope burn. Oh, and I'm down. So now, what does this mean for Sandra? Because the light didn't go into her heart. So I'm going to check why, okay? It wasn't so easy to diagnose while I was diligently channeling. Okay, it's the throat. It's half fear, not greed. Lack of faith. Yeah, it's lack of faith. Interesting. Yeah, we'll talk about that, Sandra. You are an email coach participant, so we can talk about it. No problem. Dorothy did as usual. For some reason, Dorothy had a breakthrough when we did the second phase activators and became the top of the class. After that, she dropped a few times. Life interfered. Lust, I think. But she always recovered. So that. What did I say? I forgot. What did I say, Sandra? Why you weren't getting? Oh, it's your soul correction. You have this huge gap between where you think you are and where you really are. You are muted.
Sorry. Yes.
Yeah, so I think that interferes because only people who don't have faith need faith, right?
I don't know. All today, I lost faith in myself. I don't know, the last few weeks.
Well, it has nothing to do with myself or yourself. Faith is faith, okay? But yeah, it is where you notice it. Yes, you notice it on yourself. So tell me how what happened?
I don't know. Just today, I had...
No, what was the experience? Yeah, just tell me.
I don't know. I had these thoughts again of, oh, well, I'm never going to change. Lost feeling. What should I do with my life? Came suddenly back today. I had a bad stomach bug yesterday. Maybe just it drained me.
Okay, I am almost finished writing an article where I talk a little bit about this phenomenon. Many people have it, I take it on myself. I diagnose what's going on. So you pay attention to the end points, right? Like the now and the some point, right? That I am this now and someday I am going to become something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you are, of course, not there, right?
Yes.
You are where you are. And whether it's really where you are or where you think you are, there is still a big gap. And where you are not there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like stupid questions, right?
Yeah.
But I'm trying to establish that where you keep your eyes is where you are not.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I call it the not yet. And it's disheartening.
Yes.
And that's all that's happening. So the only two solutions I have for that is stand in the accomplishment and look from there, and you are nowhere have the capacity to do that. you can't bilocate. It is bilocating, being both where you are and both where you are heading, right? So you don't have that capacity open, so you can't do it. So the other one, where you pull back your attention from where you would like to be, right? That is not even defined. It's not defined.
Yeah.
Like a one day, someday ideal, right? Instead, pay attention to the process. So in the article, I am saying that even when you do an accountability conversation, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Most people try to say, I'm going to get this done, right? And it's the mini version of the same thing. They set a goal, an accomplishment in the promise.
Oh, okay.
And you screw yourself because you can't pay attention to what you're doing because your attention is hijacked. Mm-hmm. So pay attention to the process. Now, I didn't know for a long, long time that that's how I am doing it, and that's how I have always done it. And so I couldn't teach it, but I learned it, the Learn to Learn course. That's where I heard it for the first time. And it opened it up for me that, oh, that's how I am doing it. You see, as an architecture student, we had about 12 projects every semester, okay? And it needed to be handed in.
Wow.
So there was this constant self-training, pay attention to the process, not to the result. Because if you can't pay attention to what the heck you're doing, your project is going to be horrible. But more than that, you're going to have bleeding ulcers. And 3 people died within a year that we graduated.
What? Wow.
Because of that, because it's horrible. Horrible to be in the space of not yet. I'm never going to get this done, right? So for instance, my biggest lacking in my life is making money. And the model that I want to follow is called the perpetual launching, which means I have, like, I don't know, 20 products and I give 3-4 days to each, and every 3 times 20 I relaunch and relaunch and relaunch. But if I pay attention to what result it brings in, I am going to get depressed and want to kill myself. Today I experienced that. It's like, oh my God, I want to kill myself. It's living in self-created hopelessness. Because
mm-hmm.
It's hopeless until you are there, right? It's a not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet. I am no good. I'm no good. I am no good. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what to do it. Okay? And it's true, I don't. but if you do the doing, paying attention to the doing, and do it religiously every day, every day, every day, then in the end, someday, one day, you are going to produce some results. And in the meantime, you're going to be happy and fulfilled. Because what gives you fulfillment is that you are doing what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how you personally know that? When you muck out the stable,
yeah.
You are not looking at, I need to get this done, and I wonder how it's going to look when it's done, and in the meantime, God damn it, right? That's not your attitude, is it?
No, I've done many things, yeah.
No, you actually enjoy mucking out whatever you need to muck out. I've never done that, but I went there with you. in my imagination, and it was cold and it was wet and it was stinky, and it was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. It was fun.
Yeah.
It's like, holy shit. Right?
Yeah. And recently, generally, I was able to bring that to a lot of things. It's just today. I don't know. So this call came and was heaven sent.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I actually agree that it was heaven sent to you. It was heaven sent to me, because me speaking what I am trying to teach, like really verbalizing it, not just in writing, was heaven sent to me. So thank you. Thank you. So that's, the other thing I'm writing in this article is the only way to keep all these unrelated activities, unrelated processes in alive, and you'll need this, is to have a partner who listens as if it were important to them. I don't care if they pretend, you know, but if they are not there, you don't care for yourself. I have a secret too. I don't care enough about myself to be my own accountability partner, they call this relationship. I don't. I mean, if I write down on a piece of paper, right, I have like 5 or 6 tiny notepads in front of me, and I just forget it, and then I take a look at it, and it reminds me I will do it. But I didn't write it out like a commitment. I just wrote it out as a reminder, and then I don't resist it, and it is not pressure, and it's not like, oh, why did I say that, right? Do you have that? Why did I say that? You don't? Why on earth? What was I thinking?
I don't understand the question.
You don't understand the question? Is that what you're saying? You're breaking up, that's why. Are you there?
Yeah. Okay, I don't understand the question.
Well, most people I noticed that had that, they call buyer's remorse, or very similar to that, when they signed up to the 20-day skill learning experiment, and they said, I'm going to do this, and then they were like, no, right?
Yeah.
Because that's how it works in the 20-day skill experiment, whatever it's called. You say for 20 days, I'm going to do this. You don't promise a result.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people miss that. They thought that that's what they are. No, you promise for 20 days to do that.
I was looking for the measurement, you know, where I am now and where I'm going to be, da-da-da, how I can measure something. And that's what kind of totally...
Spoiled. Yeah. Made it bitter. And I don't want to do it. I'm not ready to set myself up for failure, right?
Yeah. I mean, I did it. I did the posts and all that, but I didn't know... At the end, like, did I learn a skill now? For me, I couldn't really tell, could I learn a skill now or not?
Yeah, because you looked at the end result. Listen, you didn't, by the way. And you didn't do it the way I suggested. Because my suggestion was to create relationships, to connect. Posting something is not connecting.
Mm.
Having a conversation, commenting on somebody else's comment and uploading and marking like is 100 times more effective. And then you went back, and that's how I know you didn't learn it, because you didn't think it was valuable, and it was probably not. You went back to wanting to post about your own post or post on your own page, and that's bullshit. I post on my own page, and I get nothing. Nothing. Like literally like 2 visits to my website a month. It's completely worthless. But whenever I do a little experiment and thank someone for commenting or like their liking, okay, immediately they answer. Because when it's about them, they are interested. And now we have a relationship. Mm-hmm. So that's what I was trying to tell you, probably not very well, I said. And you did something else, right?
I did comment on a few things and got a few conversations going. A few. But yeah, I didn't fully get it.
Are you getting it now?
Yeah, it needs to be about the other person, and then
yes, everybody has a high about me score. Mm-hmm. And unless you talk about them, they don't hear you. They hear blah blah blah, just like the dog, blah 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 Snoopy, blah 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 Snoopy, right? They don't hear anything else other than their own name. Uh-huh. You're like that too. Everybody is like that. Uh-huh. And then they decide, was it a good Snoopy or a bad Snoopy? Yesterday I had a very interesting experience. So, you know, I comment on the partner calls, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, no, maybe? Sandra, make this a conversation, please.
Yeah.
If you don't answer, then nobody knows that you answered. I don't know either.
I don't know if it's breaking up or I don't know why. I'm going to change my location.
Yeah, you have a shitty connection, yes. So anyway, so I commented and I mentioned that this dude doesn't go and visit my articles, even though I wrote the last 4 or 5 articles to address his issue. Now, it just so turns out that I was probably wrong because I check and he accesses the internet from 2 different places. So the 2 accesses on my computer didn't connect. So for days I didn't see him coming in. It looked like somebody else. Anyway, so that is not the point. The point is that he decided that whatever I was saying was bad about him. Got it?
Uh-huh, okay. Oh, then.
And started to hate me and argue with me in his head, right?
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, people are only interested in themselves. Let me muscle test what was his about me score. 70%. Of course, right? Mm-hmm. If I put a barrier between you and the world that covers 70% of your cone of vision or visual field, you're not going to see much, right? Will you?
Okay, no.
Yeah. All right. So anything else from you? I just want to see how Dorothy is doing.
No, I can't. No, I'm just a bit... Yeah, I don't know. Weird today.
So whatever I said did not free you up?
Pardon?
Whatever I said did not free you up?
Fill me up?
Free. F-R-E-E. Freiheit.
It did help. It did help. I'm just... I don't know. I'm physically tired today from that stomach bug, but it did definitely help, and I'll come back to the...
Well, we'll see, right? Because whatever you feel may not be accurate. We'll see if in your behavior you're going to notice that you're paying attention to the process instead of the result. Okay? Mm. Until then, it's all bullshit. If you look at the internet, every whatever people say, testimonial, every testimonial says how they felt and how nice the voice of the presenter is and how nice she was, right? And no results. All right, meet yourself. Hi, Dorothy. I want to hear how you're doing.
Good. I've been laughing and appreciate.
You're too loud.
Excuse me. Oh.
And your voice went all deep. Look at that. No, don't mute yourself. I want to talk to you. Just don't talk so loud. Or maybe I can set my speakers thingy. Dorothy, please come back. Dorothy, please. Oh, you're trying to set the thing.
Hi, Sophie.
All right. Oh, perfect.
Oh, nice. Perfect. Okay. Yeah, I couldn't hear the volume on my mic and was trying to.
It's okay. I figured out that you're technical. So how are you doing?
I feel, you know, awake, a little bit more awake than I've been recently. I got into a relationship but I'm doing it with an awareness that I don't want to go to sleep. I don't want to submerge my personality. I'm trying to keep separate and kind of keep my own projects going. I think I have a relationship with the person's not going to try to subsume me that way.
Sleep chance. I don't believe in it. I absolutely don't. That doesn't mean they won't. It depends. So if their vibration is higher than yours, and if they have their own thing to be busy with, maybe. I always told people, I want a boyfriend who lives two states over. And too busy to see me more often than just from time to time.
You know, even though there's, you know, always the invitation to, you know, he totally is kind of this person that's like, when we both have kind of more flexible free time, so it's not a traditional set time. I also keep that window real vague so that there's not a, so that I don't get used to it and there's not like a predictable sequence.
All right, so this is what I would expect from you, Dorothy, that would give me hope. That I'm going, you would say, instead of justifying, because that's what you're doing, right? You're justifying. You would say, I'm going to pay attention to that.
Okay.
Because as long as you're trying to explain that I'm wrong, you know, because that's what you were doing. Oh, you are wrong this time. I am sorry. You're normally not an asshole, but in this, you're completely a butthole. Your head is up your ass because this time it's different. We have this and this and this, and I am a new... it's going to work. I'm going to work. I'm crossing my fingers, right?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well. Right?
You know, your voice, you know, your experiences are kind of in my ear as I go forward. I don't want to do that. I mean, that's exactly the kind of relinquishing of responsibility and stuff that I don't want to do. Yeah.
By the way, this, remember I always say, that in order to be trainable, I always train. I mean, just nothing else comes out of my mouth but training. So in order to be trainable, you need to, for the duration of the training, declare yourself incompetent. Otherwise, it won't go in. What will go in will be blocked. What should go in is blocked by the justification. No, I already know that. No, this time it's different. No, this guy is different. No, I am different. No, you are wrong. And then nothing. That's why I try to ask people to go into theta mode, because in theta mode, no way you can access your defense mechanism.
Thank you.
You remember how to get to theta mode, right?
Blurry eyed, more loosely watching the situation.
No, that is going to, well. That's good. That's the blurry eyes. That's the fuzzy brain. But if you connect to the tangerine spot, okay, and do listen that way, then you hear everything and the self defense. Oh, no, you're wrong. No, I avoid domination. No. Right? So because you know how to connect, the secret is to be connected. And for some reason, if you learn it once, you know it for life. You know, it's like bicycle. I haven't been on a bicycle for about 60 years now, but I am sure that if I got on a bicycle, I'd know what to do. I'm a lot older than you, so I wasn't 0 years old like you would have been.
Yeah, bicycles, right, where those, right, hands, yeah.
All right, so... we'll see. Report to me from time to time how it's going, especially if it's going well or especially if it doesn't. Okay? If it's just me, then don't report.
Okay. I'm encouraged by that.
Okay. Yeah. I never had a relationship that worked. Ugh.
I've been batting 0 for 0 pretty
to this point. You and I.
You know, that people, you know, when you're sparkly and kind of going about your own business, people are, you know, kind of attract themselves to you.
I think. Yeah, and why do you think that is?
Because your energy is concentrated on your own projects.
What do they want?
to tap into
to
your...
suck you dry!
Yeah!
Tasty little morsel of energy. No, serious. Sandra is probably the only person I know whose husband is actually supportive. Sandra is the person who is on the call. I'm saying it to Dorothy because you don't know each other. So, yeah.
I will totally listen to this again. Sometimes I know that the first times of hearing stuff, you know, as much as I try to listen, I think I'm listening, I hear it.
Yeah, it's probably everything. Also there is this element that other people are hearing. Yeah,
oh, man. When you talked about listening to earlier.
What can I say? What can't I say, right?
Right, I'm thinking about those earlier tapes that you described. I couldn't even bear to listen to my voice. I would totally go to sleep because it just sounded so pale and wimpy and uncertain, you know, like every word I was sensing.
Yeah, but you see some of the early tapes, you were actually brilliant. Not what you said. You have always had a problem with speaking.
Yeah.
Too much emphasis on speaking. So you will carefully formulate the no. Yeah, right? Am I accurate?
Oh, baby. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, why it hurts to say that, but sure, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, but you see, I have another student who you know, Trish, from England. Same problem, okay? She thinks, just like you, that speaking is how people know, and she knows that she's brilliant, okay? And she's brilliant. The woman is brilliant, okay? I hate to say that, because, I mean, anybody other than me, right? That makes me less brilliant, but anyway, same problem, and she's trying to use big words like you, and she falls flat on her face and uses bad words, and I know she's brilliant. She doesn't, and you don't.
That was a little intimidating.
No, you think. You put your attention on... How you know other people are brilliant because how they talk. But that's, you know how many people I have in my circles who talk well and are worth nothing? The best student in the current playground is a really poor talker. Really, really good at making things happen person. So, yeah, think it over. All right, so if you have nothing else, or I have nothing else, we can call this a day. Oh, we should do it every week. No, I mean, it would be fun. I like it. Thank you for coming. All right, I'll put up the recording momentarily, which means fast. I just have to process it because I'm not on my phone. So I have to like run it through the ringer. And talk to you later. Sandra, are you okay? Well, bye. I'm going to close it. Bye, guys. Thank you for coming.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you can download this thing until 10 p.m. tonight.
Great. Both of Thank you.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.